Hi, thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I am your host, Kyra Carlin, and I am so freaking thankful that you decided to listen to this podcast. I am a passionate entrepreneur who is obsessed with helping others show up unapologetically. Here's the thing. I spent my entire life showing up how I thought I was supposed to, because then I was going to be happy. It was once I realized that when I would show up as myself unapologetically, that I was going to start finding my passion and my purpose, which was helping others do the same. I take my job very seriously with helping you through my life tips, my life tricks that I have had, and some stories and rants that you're going to hear along the way. I just want to thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast, because this is what's changed my life. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I am your host, Kyra Carlin, and I'm going to talk about something that I have been getting lots of questions on, lots of requests to talk about this. And I feel like this is not a one size fits all. I'm not going to have all of the answers, but I do want to help you guys pick ways to love your body now. If you guys follow me on social, you know that I am obsessed with helping women love themselves, love their body, not based upon their size or how much they weigh, but how they treat and talk to themselves. So I want today to be a pretty brief overview of the things that I do personally that help me love my body during seasons where I feel like it would be easy to pick ourselves apart, especially with social media. And I will say right now, we are at the beginning of spring, coming into summer, and I think it is super easy for us right now to pick ourselves apart, and I want to help you avoid that. So the first thing that I want to say is that, number one, you are not exempt from struggling. I say this a lot, but I really want to talk about this with your body. Whenever you are on a self-love journey, or you are on a journey to love your body and appreciate it and still work on it, know that you are not exempt from struggle. So you are not going to just wake up one day and no longer have negative feelings. And I think being able to talk about that first is the most important part. I don't want you to have this idea that somehow, some way, when you decide to work on yourself, that all of a sudden you no longer have negative feelings, or all of a sudden you no longer have negative self-talk. You will still have that, because you are human, and that is what happens with human beings, especially if you have outside factors like social media, especially. But you will still have these negative feelings. But what I want you to do whenever these negative feelings pop up, I want you to understand that they are lies that you have heard and or told yourself or fixated on for so long that they have become second nature to you. And they come into your mind and they are just on repeat because it is the only thing that you have known. More than likely, it is something that has stemmed from something you physically heard with your ears, and now it is stuck in your mind. So what I want you to do whenever you have these negative feelings of either it's a certain part of your body or a certain way that you look, or whether it's the size on this, like the size of your pants or the number on the scale, I want you to find three truths about yourself. And what is super hard about this is that your negative thoughts that you are having are such second nature that maybe you don't even recognize that you are saying negative thoughts to yourself. But when you find yourself picking yourself apart, you find yourself comparing. If you can recognize that you are doing that, being able to replace these lies with truths will make the biggest difference in your life. So for example, if you find yourself comparing to somebody on social media, give yourself a break and call yourself out with the lie that you are telling yourself and ask yourself if it is true. And what I mean is that when you have this thought come into your mind, say it out loud to yourself in literally a question form, like, am I really fill in the blank? Whatever it is you're telling yourself, because more than likely, when you say it out loud, you recognize how it doesn't even make sense, or it doesn't even sound feasible. It doesn't even sound like the truth. And when you have those feelings, give yourself the option to tell yourself three truths about yourself. I am kind. I am worthy. I am helpful. I am dependable. I am confident. say these things out loud, because when you do that, your mind will take them and then it will start repeating those things. What we don't recognize is a lot of the context and a lot of the things that we say to ourselves are just internal, and we don't ever actually physically say them out loud, because when you say them out loud, it's like it brings light to them. It brings truth. So if you're finding yourself saying negative things, you're finding yourself never being able to find positive about your body or who you are or what you look like, I'm going to ask you, it's the hard thing, but say those negative thoughts out loud, because when you do it, you will be able to call yourself out and recognize how you are saying these things that are not blessing you. So when you can replace them with from the negative things to the positive things, saying the positive ones out loud, it will start be the thing that you repeat in your mind. And like I said from the beginning, you are not exempt from struggle or negative thoughts. So please recognize that when you are doing this, you are not going to be able to just no longer have negative thoughts, but it's the ability to recognize those thoughts and to replace them. That is where the game changes. So I have a lot of questions that are like, how do I have body love? How do I have body acceptance? And the thing is that I need you to understand that the biggest difference between I feel like body positivity is, in my mind, body positivity is just saying that who you are and what you have is enough. And while that is true, I feel like body acceptance is more of like, who I am is enough, but I am allowed to work on myself. And I truly feel in my whole heart that physical movement is what helps you have positive thoughts. It's you getting up and doing your workout every single day. You're going to build confidence. You're going to build belief, because belief is the action that you take. And if you are getting up every single day and doing a workout, whether it's going on a walk, doing an at-home workout, going to the gym, the constant of you going and choosing yourself is going to be the thing that is going to build your confidence, so that when those negative thoughts come up, you are able to replace them with positive thoughts out loud. And the more you say those positive thoughts out loud, the easier it is to replace the lies that are coming into your mind. So I'm not asking you to look at your body right now and love every single thing about it, because that is going to be a lot of unlearning. However old you are, or probably years and years of lies that you have had in your mind on repeat, or maybe somebody in third grade made fun of you, or maybe somebody called you out on your 12-minute mile that you didn't finish whenever you were in junior high. Those things have been on repeat in your mind for years. So I'm not asking you to get over these lies. I'm not asking you to just replace them instantly. I'm asking you to be open and accepting the idea that you are able to love your body as it is right now and still be able to work on it. And understand that you are going to have those negative self-talks. I don't want you thinking that they're not going to show up. But what I would rather you do is have the ability to replace the negative self-talk with a positive affirmation that you are going to believe. And when you say it out loud, it will help your mind believe it's true. But when you are in your own head, it's really hard to stop those lies from the story that you're telling yourself on repeat. But if you say it out loud and then you break it up with a positive affirmation, you are going to start to believe it. So I'm going to ask you, if you are choosing you, if you are choosing the words that you were saying to yourself, do you want them to be the ones that are on repeat in your mind, or do you want them to be the ones that you are going to be saying out loud? I hope and I pray that you would choose the ones that are you're saying out loud, so that you do realize and recognize that who you are is enough. What you have is enough. You don't have to wait to be a certain size or look a certain way before you're able to love who you are. You're able to love who you are right now. And because you are consistently showing up, you are building belief, and belief is going to be the thing that is going to drive your actions so that you can get to where you want to be, not just physically, but I also mean mentally. Understanding that body acceptance is something that you are going to work on for the rest of your life, but the more tools you have in your tool belt, the easier it is for you to be able to build the life that you're wanting. So I hope this was helpful. I definitely am going to dive in more into body love, body acceptance, working on yourself, working on your mind, working on who you are as a person, and understanding it has nothing to do with what you look like, but how you look at yourself. So I hope this was helpful for you guys. If it was, please, I would absolutely love and appreciate if you guys would leave a review here on Apple Podcasts. It really does make a huge difference. It lets other people know who are maybe searching for this exact same answer, that they are able to find help and understand that they're not alone. It is my mission to help women understand and love who they are right now. I want them to let go and live. So if you could help me do that, I would greatly appreciate it. Please share on your social. I love you. I mean it. Have the best day. Thank you guys so much for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I would appreciate it if you could subscribe and maybe give me a rating for what you love about this podcast. I appreciate all the reviews, and your love and support means more to me than you will ever know.